James, good morning. Thanks for your time today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Of course. As you've studied these wildfires, we know that those hurricane force winds really helped to spark the blaze. But I'm curious if you could elaborate on these winds and how they started a fire of this magnitude in the greater Los Angeles area.
Well, the winds can start a fire through certain types of ignition mechanisms. So a lot of utility-involved fires are started by wind. But also they just set the stage so that even the smallest spark from any sources that normally wouldn't start a fire could start a fire under these conditions, especially with drought conditions.
You mentioned the drought. Is that what is causing these fires to spread so quickly?
It's a combination of things. I think it's the drought coupled with the previous year where we had a lot of more rain than usual. And so that sets the stage where a lot of fine fuels will build up and then dry out. And then with the high winds, you have sort of the perfect stage for rapid fire spread.
There's been such an increase in these seasonal winds. I'm curious how this increase in these winds has impacted the number of fires that we've seen, maybe not just in California, but across the country as a whole.
Oh, definitely. I think changing wet weather patterns are going to contribute to more severe fires and phenomena like what we saw here, where you had wet weather and then later dry weather. You have the buildup of fuel and then the sudden changes where it becomes more flammable.
I was fascinated fascinated in a bad way, to see these so-called fire tornadoes in L.A. last week. Is that common during these type of fires?
It's not, I guess, it's hard to know exactly, but I think exactly how frequently they turn up. But I wouldn't say that they're very common, but they do happen. This is not the first time they've happened. But it tends to happen when fire conditions have gotten pretty dire and the fire is very strong and very severe.
Any idea, James, when these fires could be totally put out?
It's hard to say. A lot of it depends on the weather in the coming weeks. I think it's important to think about the scale here of how large this fire is and how first responders will be containing it and putting it out while keeping themselves safe and also keeping the surrounding area safe.
I would guess
maybe a week or so.
I'm curious, the upcoming weather patterns, could the weather patterns perhaps influence any more of these blazes or the ability to put these fires out?
Certainly. If we have more incidents of high winds starting again, that could definitely slow things down. But if we had more favorable weather, such as rain and slower winds, that would definitely help the firefighters out a lot.
Is there anything that people can do to help prevent these fires in the future?
I think being conscious about being safe when you're using anything that's a heat source or could be an ignition source outside. That could be a cigarette. That could be a firework. Even shooting firearms, it's important to be careful what the target is that you're shooting and what fuel is around it. But also, I think it's important to think about what you as the homeowners can do or community members can do to limit the ability of these fires to spread into communities. And so, properly maintaining vegetation and lawns is actually a very important aspect of that, as well as clearing debris off of roofs, name a few things.
James Urban is the assistant professor at Worcester Polytechnic Institute. James, really appreciate the time and the perspective this morning. Hope we get a chance to talk again in the future.
Thank you.